You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible Week International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 93.
In this episode, we are finishing the Book of Numbers. And as the Israelites have conquering and are in the process of conquering the Promised Land, there now has to be put in both criminal and civil laws. The first of which deals with murderers and killers, either intentionally or by accident. And the other is civil law, where certain towns must be given to the Levites. And remember, the Levites are the priesthood, responsible for taking care of all of the different offerings and services that are needed to honor the Lord. And then we finish up with some civil matters dealing specifically with Zelophehad's daughters. And the concern is that during the big Jubilee, which happens every 50 years, that some Israelite families will lose their land if they did too much inter-tribal marrying. So they put in this law that says, hey, you know, if you want to get married, you got to marry somebody within your own tribe. That way you don't lose the land. So I guess the pool for eligible singles just got smaller. And we are continuing in the book of Luke. And there are actually a series of little snippets of the life of Jesus leading up to his final week in Jerusalem. And of course, one of those big supernatural moments is when we see Moses and Elijah standing there with Jesus. And if any of you out there have ever said, hey, God, I'll believe in you if you just show me yourself or show me a sign. Well, I couldn't think of a bigger sign than that. And then more than that, the voice of God himself coming down. I mean, what further proof do we need?
If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry. And you'll get cool rewards, too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started.
Numbers 35. The Lord spoke to Moses in the plain of Moab by the Jordan River across from Jericho. He said,
tell the Israelites that they should give some of the towns and their part of the land to the Levites. The Israelites should give these towns and the pastures around them to the Levites.
The following are more detailed instructions from the Lord. The Levites will be able to live in them, and all the cattle and the other animals that belong to the Levites will be able to eat from the pastures around these towns. The pasture land you give to the Levites will go out 450 meters from the walls of the towns. The outer border of this pasture land around the town will be 900 meters on each side, north, east, south, and west. The town will be in the center of this area. Six of those towns will be cities of safety. If a person accidentally kills someone, that person can run to those cities for safety. In addition to those six cities, it will also give 42 more towns to the Levites. So you will give a total of 48 towns to the Levites. You will also give them the land around these towns. The large tribes of Israel will get large pieces of land. The small tribes of Israel will get small pieces of land. So the large tribes will give more towns, and the small tribes will give fewer towns to the Levites. Then the Lord said to Moses,
tell the people this. You will cross the Jordan River and go into the land of Canaan. You must choose towns to be cities of safety. Then any person who accidentally kills someone can run to one of those cities for safety. There, the person will be safe from the dead person's relative who has the duty of punishing the killer.
The following are more detailed instructions from the Lord. The killer must be protected from death until there can be a public trial. There will be six cities of safety. Three of them will be east of the Jordan River, and three of them will be in the land of Canaan, west of the Jordan River. These cities will be places of safety for citizens of Israel and for immigrants who live among you. Any of these people will be able to run to one of these cities if they accidentally kill someone. If you use anything made of iron to kill someone, you are a murderer and you must die. If you use a rock large enough to kill someone and you kill another person, you are a murderer and you must die. If you use a piece of wood large enough to kill someone and you kill another person, you are a murderer and you must die. A member of the dead person's family can chase you and kill you as soon as he finds you. You might hit someone with your hand or push someone or throw something at them and kill them. If you did that from hate, you are a murderer and you must be killed. A member of the dead person's family can chase you and kill you as soon as he finds you. You might accidentally kill someone, maybe by pushing them or by throwing something and accidentally hitting them. Perhaps you threw a rock that was large enough to kill, but it hit someone you didn't see and killed them. You didn't plan to kill anyone. You didn't hate the person you killed. It was only an accident. If that happens, the community must decide what to do. The court must decide if a member of the dead person's family can kill you. If the community decides to protect you from the dead person's family, the community must take you back to your city of safety. You must stay there until the high priest dies. You must never go outside the limits of your city of safety. If you do, and if a member of the dead person's family catches you and kills you, that family member will not be guilty of murder. Whoever accidentally killed someone must stay in their city of safety until the high priest dies. After the high priest dies, that person can go back to their own land. These rules will be the law forever in all the towns of your people. A killer should be put to death as a murderer only if there are witnesses. No one can be put to death if there is only one witness. A murderer must be put to death. Don't take money to change the punishment. That murderer must be killed. If a person killed someone and then ran to one of the cities of safety, don't take money to let that person go home. That person must stay in that city until the high priest dies. Don't let your land be polluted with innocent blood. If a person murders someone, the only payment for that crime is that the murderer must be killed. There is no other way to purify the land from that crime. The Lord said,
I am the Lord. I will be living in your country with you, Israelites. So don't make it unclean with the blood of innocent people.
Numbers 36, the land of Zelophehad's daughters. Manasseh was Joseph's son. Machir was Manasseh's son. Gilead was Machir's son. The leaders of Gilead's family went to talk to Moses and the leaders of the tribes of Israel. They said,
Sir, the Lord commanded you to divide the land among the people of Israel by throwing lots. And sir, the Lord commanded you to give the land of Zelophehad, our brother, to his daughters. But if a man from one of the other tribes marries one of Zelophehad's daughters, that land will leave our family. The people of that other tribe get the land. So we lose the land that we got by throwing lots. In the year of Jubilee, all the land is returned to the tribe that really owns it. At that time, the land that belongs to Zelophehad's daughters will be taken from us. Our tribe will lose that land forever.
Moses gave the command from the Lord to the Israelites. The men from this tribe of Joseph's people are right. This is the Lord's command to Zelophehad's daughters. If you want to marry someone, you must marry someone from your own tribe. In this way, land will not be passed from tribe to tribe among the Israelites. Each Israelite will keep the land that belonged to their own ancestors and tribe. And if a woman gets her father's land,
she must marry someone from her own tribe. That way, everyone will keep the land that belonged to their ancestors. So the land must not be passed from tribe to tribe among the Israelites. Each Israelite will keep the land that belonged to their own ancestors.
So Zelophehad's daughters obeyed the Lord's command to Moses. Zelophehad's daughters, Mahla, Tirzah, Hogla, Milcah, and Noah, married their cousins on their father's side of the family. Their husbands were from Manasseh's family group, so their land remained within their father's family group and tribe. So these are the laws and commands that the Lord gave to the Israelites through Moses in the plain of Moab by the Jordan River, across from Jericho.
Luke 9:28-56. About 8 days after Jesus said these things, he took Peter, John, and James and went up into the hills to pray. While Jesus was praying, his face began to change. His clothes became shining white. Then two men were there, talking with him. They were Moses and Elijah. They also looked bright and glorious. They were talking with Jesus about how he would leave this earth, which he would soon make happen with his death in Jerusalem. Peter and the others were asleep, but they woke up and saw the glory of Jesus. They also saw the two men who were standing with him. When Moses and Elijah were leaving, Peter said,
"Master, it is good that we are here. We will make three shelters here, one to honor you, one to honor Moses, and one to honor Elijah."
Peter did not know what he was saying. While Peter was still talking, a cloud came all around them. Peter, John, and James were afraid. When the cloud covered them, a voice came from the cloud and said,
"This is my son, the one I have chosen. Do what he says."
When the voice stopped, only Jesus was there. Peter, John, and James said nothing. And for a long time after that, they told no one about what they had seen.
The next day, Jesus, Peter, John, and James came down from the mountain. A large group of people met Jesus. A man in the group shouted to him,
"Teacher, please come and look at my son. He is the only child I have. An evil spirit comes into him, and then he shouts. He loses control of himself and foams at the mouth. The evil spirit continues to hurt him and almost never leaves him. I begged your followers to make the evil spirit leave my son, but they could not do it."
Jesus answered, "You people today have no faith. Your lives are all wrong. How long must I be with you and be patient with you?" Then Jesus said to the man, "Bring your son here." While the boy was coming, the demon threw the boy to the ground. The boy lost control of himself. But Jesus gave a strong command to the evil spirit. Then the boy was healed, and Jesus gave him back to his father. All the people were amazed at the great power of God. The people were still amazed about all the things Jesus did. He said to his followers, "And don't forget what I will tell you now. The Son of Man will soon be handed over to the control of other men." But the followers did not understand what he meant. The meaning was hidden from them, so they could not understand it. They were afraid to ask Jesus about what he said. Jesus' followers began to have an argument about which one of them was the greatest. Jesus knew what they were thinking, so he took a little child and stood the child beside him. Then he said to the followers, "When you accept a little child like this as one who belongs to me, you accept me. And anyone who accepts me also accepts the one who sent me. The one among you who was the most humble. This is the one who is great. John answered, Master, we saw someone using your name to force demons out of people. We told him to stop because he does not belong to our group. Jesus said to him, Don't stop him. Whoever's not against you is for you. The time was coming near when Jesus would leave and go back to heaven. He decided to go to Jerusalem. He sent some men ahead of him. He went into a town in Samaria to make everything ready for him. But the people there would not welcome Jesus because he was going towards Jerusalem. When his followers James and John saw this, they said,
Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven and destroy those people?
But Jesus turned and criticized them for saying this. Then he and his followers went to another town. Psalm chapter 40, verses 9 through 17. I told all your people how faithful you have been to help us. Lord, you know that I cannot keep from telling such good news. I told about the good things you have done. I did not hide these things in my heart. I spoke of how you can be trusted to save us. I've never failed to tell everyone there about your love and loyalty. Lord, do not hide your mercy from me. Let your love and loyalty always protect me. Troubles have surrounded me. They are too many to count. My sins have caught me, and I cannot escape them. They are more than the hairs on my head. I have lost my courage. Please, Lord, rescue me. Lord, hurry and help me. People are trying to kill me. Please disappoint them. Humiliate them completely. They want to hurt me. Make them run away in shame. May those who make fun of me be too embarrassed to speak. But may those who come to you be happy and rejoice. May those who love being saved by you always be able to say, The Lord is great. My Lord, I am only a poor, helpless man. But please, pay attention to me. You are my helper, the one who can save me. My God, don't be too late.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 93. Join us for day 94. We begin the book of Deuteronomy, and I'll be giving a detailed introduction to the book in the next episode. And in the book of Luke, Jesus sends out 72 of his followers, and he gives a warning for those who reject him.
We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.